This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to try this with as much emotion as I can muster for this one argument. Help, help. I'm being oppressed. My freedom of speech has been utterly stripped from me because when I retired from the Army, these fascist monsters took away my top secret security clearance. A security clearance is a very difficult thing to get. I got two while I was in the military. And it's a special privilege. Now, these guys, like Brennan and some of these other cats, they think it's something they should be able to exploit for as long as they want to, because you don't have one. That's why. You could figure this out by going to any constitutional law class, because they, you know, you'll find there the text enumerating the right to abortion and the wedding cake baking servitude and to be galled by a bizarre pronoun of zeer choice. And wait, all of that, except the giving up my clearance part is utter nonsense, you know. But John Brennan, this particular hack, and his elite pals are supposed to get to keep the special privilege of keeping it. Why? They think as a professional courtesy. Because apparently in D.C., when I got my security clearance, there was people going places and asking questions of people that hadn't heard from me in years. Well, in D.C., security clearances are things that you pass out as favors or rewards. At least among the elite peoples, right? And, courtesy among them. Nothing for you, though. You aren't special. You're just some guy serving his country. Now we're not turning it into a profit center on the outside like a sucker. So, I got my clearance for the same reason some of you people listening may have gotten yours, because you needed to do your job in the service of our country. Then when I stopped needing it because I was no longer doing a job in the service of my country, I didn't get to keep it to inflate my value as a pundit or consultant. Mine went away. They didn't even give me a certificate to show I'd had it. Just like yours did, I'll bet you. The chances are pretty infinitesimal that you are one of the special somebodies who got handed power and privilege not to serve your country, but as a perk for being part of the in crowd. Being a sergeant in the Army was just a job for me, and doing what you did was just a job for you. But for a lot of those retired generals and senior bureaucrat time servers, it becomes a lifestyle. My chevrons that I wore on my shirt were never really mine. They were a rank I had earned, and maybe I sort of borrowed them. And when I left, I was no longer Sergeant Frady. Some of these other guys, when they get to a certain rank, they think they hold their own pink slip in their positions, and they have a lot of contempt for me and you, but it's okay. I have a lot of contempt for them as well, especially the part where they have to be referred to as general all the time. There's certain people I would refer to by their rank, and that's out of respect, but that's not something I got to do. Security clearances get pulled routinely when the holder no longer needs access, because the fewer people with access, the safer the info is. Pretty basic stuff. If you're in a job to where you have a clearance, the more people that have clearance and access to this information that you're trying to safeguard or keep from, you know, being found out or anything like that, the more likely it's going to be given out. But it's okay. Take that chance on that classified info spilling if it means the elite jerks can get to bask in the warm light of being in the know. It's not like any of our betters ever got caught up in classified info shenanigans like Pantsuit. Or not that towering doofus James Comey or David Petraeus. And not his mistress, you know. Lots of generals. I mean, you know, I had a clearance that was high enough to where I could see invasion plans. Okay? That's all I'm going to tell you about that. But, I mean, it's most people that had clearance of my type. That's about as high as it went. I never met anybody that had special access protocol. I mean, that was... I was never around anybody like that. And I worked in military intelligence. Pantsuit let special access protocol information get out there. She should be in jail. If I had lost a CEOI, Communications Electronics Organization instruction booklet, with just one little insert of that, I would have been in jail. Because that's what happens when you compromise classified material. But they're not, because they're special. More professional courtesy, more special rules for the special people. Now we're also told that these special somebodies need to keep their clearance in case someone actually in the government who's actually doing a government job instead of raking in the bucks as a consultant or pundit wants to ask their sage advice. Now, how would that go with John Brennan? Hey, John, it's Don. Yeah, no hard feelings. Anyway, I need to pick your brain about some stuff that you have a unique perspective on. So how do I lie to Congress and get away with it? How about leaking to the leftist media? Any pro tips? And how do I get 30 of our sources in China caught and shot? Yeah, I know you weren't in charge of the CIA then, but you can tell me how you repaired the damage when you were director. Oh, you didn't. Awkward. If we had a real media, and not the world's most pompous Democrat transcription service, the CIA's blown Chinese spy ring disaster would be front page news. But hey, instead, let's talk about Omarosa. Omarosa, whatever her name is. In any case, the only consulting anyone should do with the members of this class of unmitigated failures whose incompetence brought us 9/11 and Iraq and Libya and ISIS in a future where we would all be wise to learn Mandarin is to ask their opinion and then do the opposite, Costanza style, you know? Let's look at their track record of success. It won't take long, because we're still chasing bandits in Afghanistan after nearly 17 years, and the Navy can't stop running into other people's boats, and our best and brightest in the FBI are texting each other like teens while they try to undo the election. They can't be bothered with things like, I don't know, following up on warnings about psychotic freaks who get online and announce they plan to shoot up a school. Do you remember the 2008 economic collapse? I'm probably thinking you weren't the only one making bad bets with billions of dollars that brought it all tumbling down. By the way, I guess how many people the feds tossed in the pokey for the 2008 meltdown that cost you and me $1 trillion? One guy. Now, if you lifted a $50 case of Coors Light from a, that'd be a big case of beer, from a 7-Eleven fridge, what happens to you then? You could probably go into jail. Our elite is a failure that is fixated on their own privilege and avoiding accountability. Is it too much to ask that we have one standard of accountability? And the left are right about something. Privilege is destroying the country, but it's not privilege based on that hellhole your great-great-great-great-grandfather escaped from or the kind of biological plumbing you were born with. It's privilege based on your membership in a selfish, feckless, unaccomplished cast of schmucks that fancies themselves our betters and yet rejects with the help of a complicit leftist press any kind of accountability for the mess they've made of everything. And you know why you got Trump leftists? Do you know why you got Trump America? Because Trump, with all of his quirks, is exponentially more competent and capable and trustworthy when it comes to running this country for the benefit of normal Americans than the sorry collection of Ivy League credentialed dimwits, progressive poobahs, and the Frito-Con enablers that masquerade as the elite. So let's start with pulling their security clearances, but that's just a start. Strip them of all the privilege they haven't earned, then ship the whole useless bunch of them off to a desert island and see if they can survive eating their own smugness. Or better yet, let's send them to Venezuela. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hpextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hpextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Live between from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm of two minds about this because it's political correctness run amok. It's identity politics taken to a degree that I can't possibly fathom. And I really just don't understand why we just can't people live. Okay? Now, especially, you know, shall we say, celebrity peoples. Paris Jackson. You know, she's the only daughter of Michael Jackson and whoever his concubine was at the time. And she has always come off as a fragile flower. I don't really lay that at her feet. I mean, her upbringing was, you know, strange. She lived in a very weird celebrity bubble and has had to deal with the fame that wasn't of her own choosing. So, she's had, you know, and it's not surprising that she's had these problems. She's had problems with drugs, identity, and suicide. So I think it's natural for most people to feel compassion for her and hope that she finds her way. I hope that. I mean, she's a young lady. She's, what, 20-something? So I saw this bullying attack over a cover photo she did for Singapore Harper's Bazaar. She posted the picture. Now, she's a kid. She's a child. She's a little girl. You know, she's not a child. Legally, she's an adult. But you get what I'm saying. She's proud of what she did. So she posted this on Instagram, as I would. I post things on Instagram if I'm proud of it or if I want to show it or share it or whatever it is. She posted this on Instagram. And she got attacked by the militant, political correctness-oriented subset of the gay community. They actually blasted her because Singapore's government hasn't gotten around to redefining marriage and held her responsible. She went to Singapore to be on a magazine about women's clothing. She did not sit down with the Singaporean government. She did not get out there and do anything in any sort of political way because she's, you know, guess what, not a politician. Now, the sad part about this is that she wilted like a crumpled flower for them and issued a scarily groveling apology. On Twitter, I didn't know. I am sorry. I was grateful for the opportunity, but I'll delete the post now. I don't want to be hypocritical or hurt anyone, and my support for my fellow LGBTQ plus community comes first before my love for fashion and gratitude for this opportunity. Again, I'm sorry. You have no reason to be sorry, young lady. You got a job? Somebody said, come over here to Singapore, pose for our magazine cover, we'll pay you. You're in that business. Apparently she's a model of some sort, and she went out there and she modeled, and she posted a picture of, you know, of the magazine cover she was on. And then, you know, then she was attacked. Because she was in a country. Are we attacking everybody that goes to that country and does not go and burn down the government? I would say no, we're not doing that. Of course we're not doing that because nobody does that. They did this to her because I guess they knew that she would fold. But anyway, Allure had a good write-up of the mess as it unfolded on Twitter yesterday. In an editorial called Paris Jackson's Harper's Bazaar Singapore Cover is Hypocritical, writer Jamie Taberer questions whether Jackson would choose to appear on the cover of a magazine in a country where sex between two men is illegal and punishable by up to 2 years in prison. After seeing Jackson post the cover to Instagram with no mention of Singapore's gay rights problems, Taberer wrote, perhaps Paris does not address the public nature of her magazine appearance. Perhaps she uses it as an opportunity to draw attention to sexual inequality in Singapore and around the world. That wasn't the gig, Yahoo. Now, he admitted he hadn't read the cover's accompanying article, but even if she has, that's immaterial. What matters the most is the missed opportunity of that Instagram post of the sorely lacking caption. Social media has become so important to these people, and do you kids realize this stuff didn't exist a long time ago? I mean, I don't subscribe to Paris Jackson's Instagram feed. I have an Instagram, I sure do. And I don't have near the followers that any of these kids do, and I wouldn't know how to keep them entertained if I did. But what I don't use Instagram to make any sort of socially conscious, altering statement. I don't know how anybody does. I see people doing it. I see people getting out there and then starting to ban everybody if they don't agree with their opinion, which, you know, these are a bunch of people that preach tolerance and are completely intolerant. young Mrs. Jackson. Miss Jackson was barraged with quite a few critical tweets just for posing for a Singapore edition American fashion magazine, all because she doesn't know, or didn't, and she didn't know that Singapore does not have so-called gay marriage. She's in the fashion industry. Is she really supposed to be a foreign policy maven or an activist yelling about issues all the time? What we're seeing here is a creepy demand for her to go political, even against her own inclination. And since she folded quickly for her mistake, you have to just wonder just how much political activism among the Hollywood set is based upon similar bullying. And it's also utter BS. In Singapore, gay people are very out there and open about it. Nobody's persecuting anyone who's gay in Singapore, and Singapore has loosened up their law as well as promoted a gay pride festival back in 2005. It's got gay art galleries, a large gay internet scene, and openly gay actors, as the Wikipedia page indicates. But gay travel sites say the place is hospitable. Although Singapore has its faults, it's still one of the cities at top of our must-visit destination list. There's so many things to do and so many things to see that any gay traveler would find it hard to be bored here. So even this issue is a non-issue. This shows how naked the pressure was to take up some sort of political activism in the name of a leftist cause or else be ostracized forever. Very Robespierre-like, signaling high intolerance on the far left, along with a willingness to bully a vulnerable person. And it goes on with more than just the militant branch of the left-wing gay community. You see it all over the place. Most Hollywood types just fold and, you know, move on, mouthing the party line to get the activists off their backs, and that says something right there. But if a fragile person like Miss Jackson is, okay, even if she's fully in line with the views of the gay activist, but just hasn't made yelling about foreign politics her signature issue, she's being pushed and shoved and forced to toe a politically correct activist line, even if she tries to make a way in the entertainment industry without the strongest groundings. She's just born into it. And that's predatory behavior. And I know how to deal with predatory behavior. It needs to be blasted for the damage it can do and the disgusting thing it is. But I know how to deal with predators. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, pled guilty today in federal court to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen admitted that he violated federal campaign law at the direction of a candidate for the purpose of influencing an election. President Trump is holding a rally in West Virginia to campaign for GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrisey tonight. The president spoke a short time ago.
Between Waters and Pelosi, you have two people that are in charge of Congress. They're not in favor of West Virginia. They don't know that West Virginia exists. They don't like coal. They don't like energy. And they don't like her. So.
You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. What am I hearing? I'm hearing something over here. I don't know what I hear. Anyway, I hear something. The Honorable His Honor the Mayor out of Chicago, he forgot one of the iron laws of the Democratic Party. No members of any victim class can ever be held responsible for any problems that result from their behavior. And the victim class list is always adding to the ranks. The ever-expanding list of victim classes has grown from black Americans to include all people of color, basically everybody but Caucasians who implicitly are deemed colorless. Even elite and privileged ones like Sarah Jeong, poor people and people who choose sexual and gender adventurism, among others, they're part of it too. And so maybe it was the shock of seeing 75 people shot and 12 people killed the weekend before last that impelled Rahm Emanuel to speak honestly about why such extreme violence is concentrated in a couple of neighborhoods, which, by the way, is not a new thing. They have used social media years ago to figure out where all of these people were. So, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel blamed the city's massive crime problem on a shortage of values after at least 75 people were shot over the weekend. "We have a heavy heart," the Democratic mayor said at the news conference Monday. "Our souls are burdened. What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood of Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago. We are a better city." Mr. Emanuel called on residents to be a neighbor and step forward if they knew anything about the perpetrators. He also said placing the blame for the violence on higher summer temperatures when crime typically spikes would be a mistake. "You can talk about the weather, but the weather didn't pull that trigger. You can talk about jobs and they count, but in parts of the city where there aren't jobs, people did not pull the trigger. There are too many guns on the street, too many people with criminal records on the street, and there's a shortage of values about what is right, what is wrong, what is acceptable, what is condoned and what is condemned. Like a broken clock, Rahm Emanuel is correct in this particular moment. But the common sense proved to be offensive, and now Emanuel is paying the price. Chicago Tribune reports, Democratic Attorney General candidate Kwame Raoul. How did those two names go together? On Thursday, criticized Mayor Rahm Emanuel's focus on a lack of morals in African-American communities struggling with gun violence, calling that approach outright wrong. The criticism represents a prominent establishment African-American distancing himself from some of the mayor's positions on policing and gun violence at a time when he and African-American opponent, Republican Erica Harold, are courting black votes across the state. Raoul's comments also come at a time when Emanuel is working to rebuild his once solid support among black voters, which has waned following the Laquan McDonald police shooting controversy. The shooting of Laquan, captured on body cam footage that was withheld from the public over a year, outraged many and resulted in the imposition of new rules requiring extensive documentation from police, diverting them into paperwork and potential legal liability should they practice proactive policing, attempting to identify threats before violence breaks out. This has only aggravated the incidents of violence breaking out. During an appearance at the Illinois State Fair, the Democratic State Senator from the South Side also disagreed with Emanuel's position to a proposal that would require Chicago police officers to document every instance in which they point a gun at someone. The wannabe chief law enforcement officer of the state of Illinois is not alone in criticizing Emanuel. Sherry Runner, a former president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League, deemed the remarks insensitive. I cannot see the victims of racist policies and bigoted practices shamed by anyone who says they need to do better or be better in their circumstance. I won't accept it, Runner said. The epidemic of absentee fathers in the black community is semi-officially forbidden as a topic of discussion because it blames the victims. No, it doesn't. It blames the politicians. The prevalence of rap music with violent lyrics also cannot be mentioned as a possible motivation for violence among a particular demographic slice for the same reason. Well, that is pertinent because there's no family structure there. It goes back to the lack of fathers. One thing is for certain, though. We have embraced dysfunctional cultures, not merely in various ethnic groups. I mean, we do that, too. In so many ways. It just makes me sad sometimes, but maybe that's beside the point. We can't discuss it in public. We can't discuss it in politics. The prospects are that violence will spread, as it is already doing in Chicago and elsewhere. And the notion that some sort of victim status confers moral perfection on people is self-evidently ridiculous. Yet it's embraced by the commanding heights of the media and the Democratic Party. Things will get worse before they get better, if they ever do. Rahm is even trying to defend his honesty. There was no response from the mayor's office to multiple requests for comments. And the violence is continuing to spread. Last weekend, there were a string of shootings that killed one woman and wounded 27 others. The weekend before that, a burst of bloody violence left at least 11 people dead. Do I think, and here's something else in Chicago, okay, in Chicago. Chicago has something called the Water Tower. That's like a shopping center, okay? And four times this year, mobs of urban youths have taken to wilding and attacking the random pedestrians while they loot the stores. And the latest happened last week on Tuesday. There, a brawl involving dozens of teenagers broke out near the Chicago Water Tower place Tuesday night, prompting a flurry of 911 calls. It grew so large at one point that some businesses in the district were forced to close. One person who witnessed the fight wanting to be anonymous, told CBS that a group of about seven teenagers jumped a person walking down Chicago Avenue between Wabash and Rush. This is driving business out of Chicago. This is driving regular people who aren't hoodlums out of Chicago. There were some fights between at Chicago Avenue and State Street, and the McDonald's and Chick-fil-A locked up. The police had to barricade the streets and force the crowd toward train stations to take them out of the area. Right now, merchants and real estate interests are very seriously concerned in Chicago, and they're trying to avoid public panic about the deterioration of civil order in the city. But the underlying problem is not going to be solved by diverting media attention. And in the meantime, we're trying to live in a politically correct world. We're in the middle of a war. And the people in the war zone just don't seem to... I'm sure the people actually in the war zone probably get it. But the powers that be don't. They don't seem to get it. They don't get it at all now, do they? When we get back, we're going to take up the thing that is Andrew Cuomo, that topic, the guy who knows everything about us, everything about me, you, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line. Did that backwards, didn't I? Andrew Cuomo insulted every one of you out there the other day when he decided that he was going to speak for you, for all the millions of you out there. When he said, we're not going to make America great again, it was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. These millions of Americans that Cuomo spoke for are just plain wrong, but let's not pretend they don't exist. The progressive skew is that de rigueur of our educational system has left these millions of Americans intellectually handicapped. Their view of America is paralyzed by an adolescent but appealing self-indulgence and cynicism. It was once expressed in a mid-1960s song lyric by the Monkees, another Pleasant Valley Sunday here in status symbol land. Rows of houses that are all the same and no one seems to care. Who lived in those suburban homes? Spurring this disdain for Americans that the left has bitterly clung to with ever expanding hate for over 50 years. Well, mostly the 13 million American World War II veterans and participants who watched 407,000 of their compatriots die in a struggle for liberty and freedom for people that were not Americans that did not live on American soil. And Cuomo can't see any greatness in that. No courage in that. When the war was over, we withdrew from the occupied nations. We airlifted food to a prostrate Europe through the Marshall Plan. And meanwhile, the socialist USSR continued to occupy and starve East Germany, Poland, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, parts of Austria and Finland. Cuomo's Democratic cohorts like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Cynthia Nixon, and an estimated 40% of Democratic millennials firmly believe we should follow a trail blazed by those enslaving socialist usurpers, murderers, and thieves. Is this the greatness that the greatest generation would have expected while fearfully patrolling the Pacific at night when they were all of 18 years old? Is this what these veterans, you know, let's say some kid in World War II and his friend loses an eye fighting the war in Italy, went around, goes right through it, mildly deformed thereafter. That actually happened to a guy named John. He did not take out his glass eye to amuse or horrify us, and he lived to 91 with attendant headaches, yet always greeted everyone he met with a very broad Kentuckian hello there. Then there was George. George was on the Indianapolis, you know, the ship that was made famous in the movie Jaws. George survived 4 days in shark-infested Pacific waters after it was torpedoed. His skin was peeling off of his bones as they rescued him. Makes me wonder, has Andrew Cuomo ever watched a man next to him die? Has he for 1 second been that engaged with America? Has he ever had to pick himself up after witnessing such an event, continue fighting, and later reassemble the pieces of his shattered youth to build a home for his wife and children? Has it ever flashed through his brain that he might, in a moment, die so that other people that aren't there with him could remain free? You know, I know some great people. Like Roland Roberts. Roland and I served in Europe together when we were both young men. And we were over there when most people here nowadays are sitting around, you know, saying Trump, let's kill Trump, let's beat Trump up and everything else. We were over there serving and giving our youth to this nation so that these people could be over here running their mouth all the time. I served with a guy named Sammy Williams, who was my sergeant. He was black, and this guy shaped my military career for me. He came at me with all of the encouragement that I could possibly hope to have out of a supervisor and a mentor. There was Sergeant Reynolds Gaston Sanchez, Puerto Rican guy. Firmly believed in America. George Prilla, infantryman, he was over there with us. All of these guys that I served with, if the USSR had come over, or if the East Germans had come over the border, we would have engaged them together. And we would have lived or died together. And even though I didn't go through that with these guys, I still keep up with these guys today. Because these young men were great. They were great. I could depend on them. They could depend on me. And it would have happened. Exactly the way we trained for it to happen. We would have stood with each other. So, I've had exposure to some very great American men and women. I mean, I served with what was her name? Christina, female lieutenant, Wing Point, or West Point cadet, West Point graduate, airborne, hard as a rock. Hard as a rock. I mean, I would have gone to war with her in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I've had many supervisors. I've had many fellow E5s, E6s that I worked with that, you know, we had each other's back. We were going to deal with things. When somebody would be coming up and trying to get to our rank and everything, we would sit down with him and we would tell him what he needed to do. And we'd tell him how to do it. And then he would go out and do it. And if he was successful, we would celebrate with him. And if he failed, we would help him pick himself back up. And that's what makes America great. I give belated thanks to people like George and to John and to Sammy Williams and Roland Roberts and George Prilla and Reynolds Gaston Sanchez. Because of these guys, I had exposure to some great American men and women in my life. And it is either because of this peculiar and indifferent blind spot, or through some outright lie of preening convenience, that Andrew Cuomo has never met great Americans, like the people I just mentioned. I work with him today. I work with some of the best people you've ever met. And we're not great. What do you define as greatness? I mean, America, for every American to be engaged means that every American has to get up and engage. It's not something government can do for them. They got to do it themselves. Those that want to, do. And those that apparently don't want to, don't. And if they sit around and claim that they're not allowed to, well, that's just a lie, people. That's just a lie. Right now, today, in the United States, 17 million people carried a gun. And you haven't heard of one of them shooting anybody. And if that isn't great, if that isn't the height of responsibility, I don't know what it is. Some of them were women, some of them were black Americans, some of them were Hispanic, Asian, all walks of life, all Americans. And Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, doesn't think America is great. Okay. His loss. His loss. We will be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please, if you will be so kind, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my boss want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.